1. Selection and assignment. When adjusters are dispatched for mortal service from Divinington, they are identical in the endowment of existential divinity, but they vary in experiential qualities proportional to previous contact in and with evolutionary creatures. We cannot explain the basis of adjuster assignment, but we conjecture that these divine gifts are bestowed in accordance with some wise and efficient policy of eternal fitness of adaptation to the indwelt personality. We do observe that the more experienced adjuster is often the indweller of the higher type of human mind. Human inheritance must therefore be a considerable factor in determining selection and assignment. Although we do not definitely know, we firmly believe that all thought adjusters are volunteers. But before ever they volunteer, they are in possession of full data respecting the candidate for indwelling. The seraphic drafts of ancestry and projected patterns of life conduct are transmitted via paradise to the reserve corps of adjusters on Divinington by the reflectivity technique extending inward from the capitals of the local universes to the headquarters of the superuniverses. This forecast covers not only the hereditary antecedents of the mortal candidate but also the estimate of probable intellectual endowment and spiritual capacity. The adjusters thus volunteer to indwell minds of whose intimate natures they have been fully apprised. The volunteering adjuster is particularly interested in three qualifications of the human candidate. 1. Intellectual capacity. Is the mind normal? What is the intellectual potential, the intelligence capacity? Can the individual develop into a bona fide evil creature? Will wisdom have an opportunity to function? 2. Spiritual perception. The prospects of reverential development, the birth and growth of the religious nature. What is the potential of soul, the probable spiritual capacity of receptivity? 3. Combined intellectual and spiritual powers. The degree to which these two endowments may possibly be associated, combined, so as to produce strength of human character and contribute to the certain evolution of an immortal soul of survival value. With these facts before them, it is our belief that the monitors freely volunteer for assignment. Probably more than one adjuster volunteers. Perhaps the supervising personalized order select from this group of volunteering adjusters the one best suited to the task of spiritualizing and eternalizing the personality of the mortal candidate. In the assignment and service of the adjusters, the sex of the creature is of no consideration. The short time intervening between the volunteering and the actual dispatch of the adjuster is presumably spent in the Divinington schools of the personalized monitors, where a working pattern of the waiting mortal mind is utilized in instructing the assigned adjuster as to the most effective plans for personality approach and mind spiritization. This mind model is formulated through a combination of data supplied by the Superuniverse Reflectivity Service. At least this is our understanding, a belief which we hold as the result of putting together information secured by contact with many personalized adjusters throughout their long universe careers of the solitary messengers. When once the adjusters are actually dispatched from Divinington, practically no time intervenes between the moment and the hour of their appearance in the minds of their chosen subjects. The average transit time of an adjuster from Divinington to Urantia is 117 hours, 32 minutes, and 7 seconds. Virtually all of this time is occupied with registration on Uversa.